You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Road Accident Fund came out with an update around the performance for the year that was March 2024. Joined on the line by the RAF's CEO, Collins Lizzolo, to take a look at the performance as well as some of the announcements from the RAF. Good evening, Dr. Lizzolo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by reflecting on the numbers. It's a 1.6 billion rand deficit from a performance perspective, and we're coming towards the end of the 2020-2025 turnaround strategy. Your thoughts?
Good evening to the listeners. We remain optimistic that we are on the right course. As it is, this is a stabilization phase where a lot of things that we do are about efficiencies and trying to increase the money that we pay to the beneficiary. If you look at it, when we started, we paid about 27 billion. We have increased that to about 45 billion a year. And if you look at it, we have got a fuel level of 48 billion. So we have paid 45 billion of that in claims, which is something that for us is a good performance.
That's quite a heavy number. I mean, that's about a 90+% of what the money that's come into the RAF. I want to get your thoughts around the performance of the RAF in the last 5 years. Obviously, the turnaround strategy was to take the business from what was projected to be some 51 billion rands by now to what is now around 8.3 billion in unpaid or unsettled claims at this stage. Take me through the performance over the last 5 years and what has been achieved.
Well, what we have done is that over the years, we have reduced what we call administrative costs. If you remember when we started, 40 cents of every rand that we collected in fuel levy actually went to administrative costs. And our view was that that is too high for any fund to operate under that. So we have been decreasing quite steadily the RNYP, which is the short-term debt, by simply taking away from legal costs. So we have saved about 24 billion in the last 4 years in legal costs that we have now paid over to claimants. And this we have driven through that process of reducing administrative costs and making sure that the money goes where it should go. So usually funds of this nature would have about 10 to 15% of costs. So that's what we are driving towards. If you look at our cost-to-income ratio is about 22%, which is still slightly high. We want to drive that to about 7% less, which is around 15, and push it a bit down. But as I said today, the issue of efficiencies can go this much because the biggest problem that we have is this litigious way of actually settling claims, which is actually put in our legislation that forces us to, because it's based on delict, to go to court all the time, whereas all other social benefit schemes all over the world work on the basis of people claiming and not necessarily prosecuting a claim through a delictual claim.
Mr. Lizzolo, given that this is the view of the board that is currently in place, and this board was put in place in 2019, what has the board done in kind of the 5 years to change the model of the business so that this is the way that claims are processed? Because as you said, the current method is not sustainable and will definitely see the Road Accident Fund run out of money soon.
Yeah, we had a board in 2019, and last year there was a board that was appointed from the 1st of October last year, which has got 3 years still to go from last year in October. So it usually takes about 3 years. The aim there, as I say, was just to make sure that we stabilize the business by reducing the administrative costs. And that has driven that. And you can see with our settlement of claims that has grown from about 56% to about 81.9%, meaning that we settle this claim by agreement rather than going to court. That is the only way that you can do it. But the reality is that efficiencies and driving performance from an operational side cannot help you deal with what is systemic, which is the legislation. So we need a defined benefit scheme that can work on the basis of people actually claiming. But one of the things is the exclusion, that the people that can actually afford to find cover for themselves must not benefit from social benefits, because the reality is that Rafi social benefit scheme, so the people in the middle class and others that can afford, they don't have to be part of the scheme going forward. And that can only be achieved through the changes legislation, which is outside the realm of both the board and the management.
Mr. Letsola, are you tabling these recommendations to the legislative powers that be? I mean, surely as a board, surely as the RAF, you can put forward to the parliament in the next review or in your next account to the parliament to say, these are the recommendations we would like to put forward?
Yes, the recommendations we have done, certainly in terms of Section 11.1A, Roman Figure 2, the board has got the powers to make recommendations to the minister in respect of the any amendments to the Act. And of course, amendments or any regulation that are made under the Act. So, of course, we have done that, and that's what resulted in what we call the Road Accident Fund Amendment Bill that was released last year, and it went out for comment. So all those things are in there, which includes us being able to pay an annuity, which includes the RAF adjudicator being put instead of people taking the matters to court, which includes a lot of other matters, including the fact that this scheme must now change to be a defined benefit scheme.
Mr. Letsola, before I let you go, I want to look at those legal costs that you touched on. You obviously said that the business is aiming to have these as sort of out-of-court settlements rather than in-court legal proceedings. Just shy of 4 billion rand in legal costs is still a hefty sum, and that number is projected to keep increasing at this stage. What's the plan here?
No, it's not projected to keep increasing. If you look at where we got it, we are sitting in 2018-19 at 10.126 billion. And in 1921, we started, we reduced it to 9.43 billion. In 2020-21, 3.9 billion. 21-22, 3.7 billion. And we are now sitting at about 3.9 billion. So if you look at it in the context of 10.6 billion, that was the highest number that we paid. So it's something that has flattened out at around 4 billion. When we think that 6 billion in savings a year is quite a magnificent achievement, in our view.
Well, we'll have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That is Collins Letsola, CEO at the Road Accident Fund, on the performance that was the last financial year, as well as what they've tabled to ensure that the RAF remains sustainable.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.